The MHSAA Sportsmanship Summit returns after a three-year pandemic-caused hiatus, and one of the state's best softball pitchers talks about what Title IX means to her. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics, and along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's four main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. To that end, the MHSAA is once again hosting the Sportsmanship Summit Series. This one-day conference is designed for students to learn about sportsmanship and appropriate behavior for student sections. We've been hosting the summit since the late 90s, but this will be the first one since the fall of 2019. Summits will be held on November 7th in Marquette, November 9th in Saginaw, November 14th in Grand Rapids, and November 16th in Ypsilanti. Each site is limited to 225 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found at MHSAA.com. As Grantland Rice once wrote, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And it's our hope that everyone plays with sportsmanship on their mind. Game balls this week go to Sheboygan junior golfer Katie Maybank. She fired an 86 at the Charlevoix Invitational, capturing medalist honors, her first career first place finish. East Jordan took home the team title. Brownstown Woodhaven's Ella Thomas. She had 21 digs and a three-set volleyball win over Allen Park. The win kept the Warriors undefeated in league play, where they are looking to repeat as champs. And a Heartland running back, Joey Mattered. He ran it 15 times for 172 yards and 5 touchdowns, plus he returned a punt for a score and a 48-20 win over Plymouth.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Assistant Director, Brent Rice.
We've got a 2-1 soccer game at halftime, and the trailing team is set to kick off the start of the second half. The teams get lined up, and number 11 from the trailing team gives it a healthy boot. It flies, untouched by any other player, and gets past the goalkeeper into the back of the net. They start celebrating, thinking they've tied the game at 2, but should they be? Can a team score directly from kickoff? They can. There are a number of ways soccer teams can score. A goal can be scored directly from kickoff, a corner kick, and a direct free kick. Goals cannot be scored from an indirect free kick or a throw-in, but from a kickoff, count it.
Thanks, Brent. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website and register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th Annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today we highlight Macy Ireland. She graduated from Owosso, where she led them to a 2021 Division II softball championship, the school's first state title in any team sport. Ireland earned the Miss Softball Pitching Award for her dominant career in the circle and is a school record-setting swimmer. Macy is continuing her softball career at Kent State.
Although I didn't personally have to fight my way through, it was kind of like gifted to me. It still means a lot that I'm being able to be coached from these wonderful women and get a scholarship myself to play in the collegiate level.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.